It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico are supporting a measure that would prohibit local governments from enacting so-called right-to-work ordinances, arguing that the state should have exclusive jurisdiction over the issue. After an hours-long hearing Tuesday, a House panel voted 6-3 along party lines to advance the legislation. In New Mexico, several counties have approved ordinances that prevent any employees from being required to join a union or pay union fees. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year that government workers can't be forced to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. A bill that aims to outlaw traps, snares, and poison on public lands is being heard by the New Mexico legislature this session. The bill, known as Roxy's Law, is named after a dog that died last year after getting caught in a neck snare trap meant for wildlife. Roz Brown with Public News Service has more.
The 8-year-old dog named Roxy was on a hike with her owner last November when she was caught in an unmarked neck snare trap and died before the trap could be removed. Mary Catherine Ray with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter and the Trap Free New Mexico Coalition says Roxy's Law is needed because there are millions of acres of public land where snares and other dangerous traps may be legally set.
This could happen to anyone. And the fact that we allow killing devices on our public lands where other people can legally and rightfully recreate with their companion animals and in some cases working animals just is so utterly senseless.
Traps can be legally set if they're 25 yards away from a road maintained annually with public funds or from a trail marked on an agency map. I'm Roz Brown.
The government is funded through February 15th, while Congress and President Trump try to come up with a longer-term solution. Commentator Peter Goodman has some thoughts on the nation's longest shutdown, which preceded this temporary agreement.
Donald Trump behaved like a rich kid whining he'd take his football home if he didn't like how the game was going. Trump owned this shutdown. He admitted that before walking out on the Democratic congressfolk. He refused to budge from $5.7 billion for a border wall or the government stays closed. Experts